Good afternoon, this is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. It is now the 3 o'clock hour, and we're going to get John on Zoom, hopefully very shortly. But this month is dedicated to the Holy Spirit. So, So the prayer that we're going to be doing for the Holy Spirit is, come, Spirit of life. Oh, here's John O'Rourke now, so we'll do that a little bit later. And let's see, get John, should be on there shortly. John O'Rourke, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
How you feeling today?
Okay.
I was just about to start, you know, a month, February is dedicated to the Holy Spirit, and I had this short little prayer I was going to do, and I'll let you do your prayer afterwards. And it says, come, Spirit of life, and come, Spirit of life, and renew the work of creation in order to give birth to more human and righteous society. Come, Spirit of knowledge, and render your church wholly obedient to the words of the gospel. Come, Spirit of grace, and transform the church with your holiness so that she may become more family of the children of God. Come, Spirit of counsel, and guide your church along the way of history. Come, Spirit of mercy, and free your church with merciful love from the slavery of evil. Come, Spirit, and praise to impart to your church the wisdom of all the matters concerning God. Come, Spirit of fortitude, and give your church the courage to announce the gospel and salvation of all people. Come, Spirit of service, and build your church upon the foundation of unity and peace, so that she may dwell in harmony with joys and sufferings of all humanity. Come, Spirit of resurrection, as you know, have Jesus raised from the death and become people to enter eternal life and glory. Amen. John, I know today is a Monday, so you want to do the prayer for the souls in purgatory?
I can do that.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Monday, O Lord God Almighty, I ask you by the precious blood which your divine Son Jesus shed in this cruel scourging, deliver the souls in purgatory, and that soul among them all, which is nearest to its entrance into your glory, that, so it may without delay, begin to praise and bless you forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. And so we'll start off with our name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we'll start off with the opening prayer. And I don't know if anybody's joining us today, but we're here. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gusts forth for souls and the ocean of mercy open up for the whole world. O font of life, infallible divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gusts forth for the heart of Jesus is the fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you.
Yeah.
We now pray our Father, Hail Mary, John, you do Psalms 130, and then the Apostles' Creed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. So we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I call to you, Lord. Lord, hear my cry. May your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep account of sins, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, and so you are revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and I hope for his word. My soul looks for the Lord more than sentinels for daybreak. More than sentinels for daybreak, let Israel hope in the Lord. But with the Lord is mercy, with him explains his redemption in Israel, and he will redeem Israel from all its sins. Amen.
Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven to see the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Like always, John, you do the first small beads, and we rotate back and forth. And if someone else comes in, we just put them in the rotation. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins in this whole world, for the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world. This is now the fourth decade. Anya, thank you for joining us. And you could do the second on the small beads. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
And you do for the sake of the sorrow of passion. You want to do the fifth one? But are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah. You want me to do it?
Please. Thank you.
Okay. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and our whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and in the whole world.
For For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on our world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on our world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on our world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on our world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on our world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on our world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on our world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins
and those of the whole world.
John?
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Repeat after me 3 times. Holy God. Holy Mighty One. Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God. Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whom mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion is exhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. We'll now be praying the Novena of Divine Mercy. And John, what did we do last time? We did the meek and humble souls, yes or no?
Yes.
So we're doing the 7th day then?
Correct. Day 7, yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks. And do you have this, Anya? The 7th day? You could do it.
Well, I have some of what you usually the first part, I don't have it.
Oh, okay. I do then.
Begin with most merciful Jesus.
Oh, I can do the first part and you do the second part. How's that sound? Okay. And the first part is very important because those are the words our Lord Jesus gave to St. Faustina. And today he asked, today, bring me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy. That is you, Anya, and John, and all of us doing this right now. And immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrow most over my passion and enter deeply into my spirit. They are the living image of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go to the fires of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. Okay, Anya.
Most merciful Jesus, whose heart is love itself, receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who particularly extol and venerate the greatness of your mercy. These souls are mighty with the very power of God Himself. In the midst of all the afflictions and adversities, they go forward, confident of your mercy and united to you, O Jesus. They carry all mankind on their shoulders. These souls will not be judged severely, but your mercy will embrace them as they depart from this life. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls who glorify and venerate your greatest attribute, that of your fathomless mercy, who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls are a living gospel. Their hands are full of deeds of mercy, and their hearts overflowing with joy. Sing a canticle of mercy to you, O Most High. I beg you, O God, show them your mercy according to the hope and trust they have placed in you. Let there be accomplished in them the promise of Jesus, who said to them that during their life, but especially at the hour of death, the souls who will venerate their fathomless mercy of His, He Himself will defend as His glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And that's beautiful words. And next, we're going to be doing the Litany of Divine Mercy, the words our Lord gave to St. Faustinita. And our response, Anya, is going to be, I trust in you. And John, would you please lead us into this prayer?
Divine mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, fountain gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the source of miracles and of wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, descending to earth in the person of the incarnate Word.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, which flowed out from the open wound of the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the Sacred Host.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the sacrament of Holy Baptism.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of our happiness and our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing all the works of His hands.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, crown of all God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, which we are all immersed.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the only hope for despairing souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, repose of hearts, peace amidst fear.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, let us see holy souls.
I trust in you.
And divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you. And let's see. Oh, Johnny. Let's see. John, do you have a prayer for us, or Anya? Well, I look for my little prayer. I don't have a prayer.
Yeah, I have a prayer.
Okay, thank you, Anya. Here went. Oh, here it is. And well, I'll do this one while you're looking that prayer up. I'll do the sacrificial prayer. Okay. And it goes like this: when enduring sufferings and making sacrifices and offering up mortifications. And it goes, oh Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the conversion of the poor sinners in a reparation for offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of Fatima, July 13th, 1917. A little over 104 years ago, she gave this to the children of Fatima. And maybe one day, John, we could go to see Fatima.
And, hopefully.
Yeah, one day.
You never know.
You never know. Exactly. How about you, Anya? You want to go there one day?
Okay, sure.
You didn't hear what I said, did you? I said, one day, do you want to go see where the actual Fatima is, where the Lady of Fatima...
Oh, you mind if I was ready for you.
And you said, oh, yeah, oh, sure, okay, no problem. next week, you open next week? Okay.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely.
Okay, you want me to say the prayer?
Please, thank you.
Okay, invocation of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Lord of Light, from your clear celestial height, you pure beaming radiance here. Come, O Father of the poor, come with treasures that endure. Come, O light of all that lives. You, of all consolers best, and the soul's delightsome guest, do refreshing peace bestow. You in toil and comfort sweet, pleasant coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of war. Light immortal, light divine, visit now this heart of mine and my inmost being fill. If you take your grace away, nothing pure in us will stay. All our good is turned to ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness, pour your dew. Wash these stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the shell. Guide the steps that go astray. On all those who evermore you confess and you adore, in your sevenfold gifts descend. Give them comfort when they die. Give them life with you on high. Give them joy that never ends. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anya.
Amen.
And did you know, Anya, that February is a month dedicated to the Holy Spirit? So that's a very appropriate prayer to the Holy Spirit. Did you know that?
Yes.
You did? Oh, good. And John, and you've been very quiet so far. Do you have any prayers?
No, I've been here.
You've been there? Okay, good. So it was a purgatory or his Monday, I know that. Or you already did one before, but what else do you have for us?
Yeah, another one here.
Okay.
Always souls in purgatory, you are the most certain heirs of heaven. Your most dear to Jesus is the trophies of his precious blood, and to Mary, Mother of Mercy. Obtain for me through the intercession the grace to lead a holy life, to die a happy death, and to obtain the blessedness of eternity in heaven. Dear suffering souls, long be delivered in order to praise and glorify God in heaven. By your unfailing pity, help me in the needs which distress me at this time, so that I may obtain relief and assistance from God. In gratitude for your intercession, I offer up to God, in your behalf, the satisfactory merits of my prayers and works, my joys and sufferings of this day. Amen.
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 Thank you, John. By the way, I don't know if you, and you're noticing in the background, this is, my wall is beige, it's not blue. And through Zoom, it comes blue. And I always think that's Mary's color. So maybe Mary is especially here with us today. So that'd be nice. And so any more prayers for anyone? I'll have to see. I think we may be almost done. Let's check the time. Time check. We got about 4 more minutes. So if you have another prayer, or John? I could see what kind of prayer I could do. Let's see, today is 11th. What is tomorrow? Oh, how about this one? I got the prayer to the Holy Spirit for holy priests. How about that? 580. So that'd be a good one, right? For holy priests. Hopefully all priests are holy. And 580. I'm sorry, I was looking it up. I just saw it just now. So actually for tomorrow, but since we're going to be at work, at least I will be. Okay, oh, it's a short little prayer. A prayer to the Holy Spirit that may raise up holy and wise priests in the church. So that's a very important prayer, especially for the new priests coming along and the older priests and the elderly priests. And it goes like this. Oh, Holy Spirit, you who is in the scripture are called the Spirit of Truth, the sanctity and field and produces good fruits. Raise up in your church holy and wise priests so that they, through the ministry of the word, accompanied by the good example and through the administration and sacraments instituted by Christ, that they may produce many abundant and eternal fruits of eternal life in souls, in order to bring about soon the religious renewal of the world, which is Holy Father, the Pope desires. And we're going to pray that as you do Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. So you guys do I do the first half, and you guys do the second half. So Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and
at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and in its founding world without
end. Amen. That concludes our show for today. And thank you, Anya, for joining us. You made it very special, like always. And thank you, John, for leading us, and Anya leading us into some of the prayers.
Thank you. And well, I'm glad that I joined you all. I was tied up in the kitchen, and then I look at the clock. And
God is calling.
I just wanted to tell you all that this weekend is a very special weekend.
Okay.
It's, of course, Our Lady of Lourdes on Friday.
Right.
But it's a special also because we need to be together in praying for the conversion of sinners.
Okay.
There is satanic convention or conference in Arizona this weekend. And we want to pray that the event will not be successful, so it will not repeat. and we want to pray for the